this podcast, I will explain you the various techniques and strategies of public speaking. Before entering into the podcast, I will give you a superficial view of public speaking. It is nothing but a learnable skill. When you are speaking in front of the stage, you have to separate yourself from the crowd and speak. There are various techniques and methods of public speaking. If you learn these skills and execute in front of the public, then you are termed to be a proficient public speaker. So here I will give you the 5 tips and tricks. Next time, whenever you are delivering your presentation in front of the stage, follow these 5 principles. Let me move on to the first method, how to introduce while you are entering into the stage. First thing, you have to pause yourself for at least 20 seconds. Whenever you are entering into the stage, first pause yourself for 20 seconds. Be calm. Observe your audience, whether they are looking towards you or else they are looking towards somewhere else. Then start to observe from left, straight and right. While you are standing in center of the stage, you have the 180 degree of audience in front of you. So first observe from left and then look towards straight and then right side. If you follow the strategy, slowly the interaction of the audience will turn towards you and then you just start your speech. Audience started listening to you, then after that you have to follow those 5 methodology, and the first methodology is how to start your presentation. It is very, very important to start the presentation. So here I am giving my example towards you. This is me, SJL. In the next 45 minutes I am going to share my opinion about public speaking. From A to B, when you are whatever you are going to achieve, you have to introduce to the audience. And this is my presentation, you have to give yourself. You have to intro yourself to the audience. And then to the second methodology is effective content delivery, which is way more important than starting the presentation. Effective content delivery consists of 3 main parts: content, and the second is body language, and third is vocal variety. So your content should be at 7%, your body language should be 58%, and your vocal variety is 38%. I will explain you what is content, body language and vocal variety. So when it comes to content, content is nothing but your topic. You have to explain your topic clearly to the audience so that the audience may hear you. If your topic is somewhere else, bored, and the audience may distract easily. And the next is body language. Body language consists of 3: evaluation, control and natural. If you are not controlled in the stage, you may use to walk around from left to right so that the audience may understand that you are something nervous and the audience may get distracted. For controlling your body, you have to follow the simple method. You have to keep your hands straight and you have to deliver your content. Do not hold pen or pencil, because holding pen or pencil is not at all advisable. Free up your hands, don't hold any objects. Make your hands free and deliver your content with confidence. Vocal variety. The third one is vocal variety. It consists of speed and words per minute. So the speed, how to control your speed, or take any kind of audible device or take any kind of gadgets and just speak to yourself and then play it again. You will find your speed. Your speed should be minimum. It should not be low or it should not be high. It should be minimum. And the words per minute, which is very, very important. You have to deliver your words to 160 to 180 words per minute. You have to deliver it. Exceeds more than that, then your presentation is going to be speed and the audience will not surely hear you. So how to end your presentation? Go back to start. So whatever you started in the beginning, you have to end in the presentation. So I am giving an example, and this is me, SJL, signing out. Join us to explore the world. So this is my ending, so you have to give your ending. Finally, now we have come here to the end of our podcast. So here I will give you the 5 essential tips and tricks to follow in public speaking. These are all the bonus tips which I am giving to you. First is make eye contact. Second one, know your audience. Third, stand up straight. Get the words of your PowerPoint slides. Show up with some energy. So first, when it comes to making eye contact, is very, very important. You have to make eye contact to not to each and every audience, but you have to make eye contact. At the beginning, I just told, see left, straight and right side. So that's enough. Then second one is know your audience. You have to know whether they are listening or not. If the audience is sleeping, we have to wake up the speaker, right? If audience get bored, they used to distract. So the third one is stand up straight. You have to stand up straight. You should not walk from left to right. If you walk, then it turns to be a distracting presentation. So you have to stand up straight and deliver your presentation with confidence. Get the words of your PowerPoint slides. You have to mark down the important words and you have to deliver with confidence. Whatever in the presentation, important words should be delivered and important words should be reach audience. Show up with some energy. From starting to the beginning, you have to show your energy towards the audience. And next time when you are on the stage, deliver these 5 strategies. And finally, we have came to the end of our podcast. And this is me, SJL, signing out. Join us to explore the world.